It's my pleasure now to introduce the opening act on the show. Cannonball Adderley went to New York along with Nat quite a few years ago, coming up from Florida, and created all kinds of excitement and attention among the musicians alone. But they rushed him right into a recording studio, and then it began, and ever since then he's been in very close communication with the people who like and love modern American music. Ladies and gentlemen, the Julian Cannonball Adderley Quintet.
Thank you. That's called 74 Miles Away, which is a long way if you're not home yet. Then again, it can be a long way even if you've already been home. You know, it depends upon what you're trying to get away from. Figure it out. That's written by our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who is constantly at least 74 miles away. Ladies and gentlemen, our drummer is Roy McCurdy. Roy McCurdy on drums. Victor Gaskin on bass. The aforementioned Joe Zawinul at the piano. And my brother, Nat Adderley, our cornetist. Thank you. Here's a tune written by a man whose name is Leonard Feather. He sometimes writes words for the LA Times and other publications of that type, you know, words about music. But sometimes he writes music that is exceptional. He's not well known for his composition, but check it out. We think he's got a lot of talent. He especially writes good blues tunes, like Evil Gal Blues. And I Know How to Do It. That's a good one. This one, though, is a little bit different. The structure is a little different because of its influence and what it's intended to be. Because it's dedicated to the memory of Charlie Parker. It's called I Remember Bird. Thank you. I Remember Bird, written by Leonard Feather. You know, I think piano players have a funny feeling about tunes anyhow. They seem to get into tunes when they're just jiving around a little better than most of us. Some of us, you know, we say, well, we got to write a song, so we have to think, and the song is still terrible, you know? Well, sometimes it's easy for piano players, especially ones who have problems. Like the piano player who wrote this one had a very serious problem, and he was wondering, how could he solve this serious problem? And it makes a lot of sense. In fact, the problem was more than serious. It's what you call a profound problem, you know? Well, I said to him after being questioned that the best way to solve a profound problem is to go to a profound source, like a small loan company, you know? But actually, you know, seriously, it was impossible to do it that way. There's only one way to really get to that kind of problem, the answer. You have to speak to him about it. And you have to speak to him legitimately in his own language and ask him for mercy, mercy, mercy. Thank you. mercy, mercy, mercy. Gentlemen, we are stuck with a very exacting management here. And I told them when they told us that we only had these few minutes that we would only get warmed up in time to go. They said, no, you gotta go by then. So please understand that we'd like to stay here and play the whole thing and then listen to Lou Rawls and them ourselves. But that's the way it is. Joe Zawinul at the piano, Nat Adderley Cornett, Roy McCurdy on drums, Victor Gaskin on bass. Thank you.
Cannonball Adderley Quintet, ladies and gentlemen. As was stated, I quite understand how you feel. But unfortunately, there is a situation like a schedule that does have to be maintained, unfortunately. Cannonball Adderley and his real beautiful brand of excitement, they are indeed quite fine.